Boy, you have manners.
Putting us in a paddock, in my.
But yeah, man. It's the Zero Manners Boys. We back in the building again, fam. It's your boy Dills.
It's your boy Lim, you know what I'm saying?
Got Marcus in the back for here. And man's off camera today, yeah, but man's hearing it, yeah.
Always. You want to make me a little jingle, man. Marcus.
I do need to get the sounds, though. We need to get new sounds. I shagged it. I'm going to get a new sounds too. And then we got my guy Styles back in the building. 2022.
Come on.
Fresh off wherever he's been hiding. Yeah, man, he's back here, yeah.
I'm back, one of the most
legendary guys to Zero Manners so far, yeah. Man's back, yeah. My guy, man. You're going to see him more this year as well, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
But yeah, fam. So yeah, man was at a little event last week, yeah. Mm. This week. And then it was calm and stuff like that. After party. Do you know the thing? Do you always want to go to the after party? Do you always feel like, oh, yeah, fam? Or you're like, oh, this is
like after like a show or something?
Yeah, after a show.
Definitely. And like,
Do you know, if I'm being honest, that's what I look forward to more.
Yeah, come on,
after party.
Yeah,
it's more intimate, man.
Yeah, it depends how the show went, to be honest.
Do you think so?
If I'm feeling it and I'm like still in the vibe,
if it's especially if it's a good, I wouldn't.
But imagine if the show's unless, will you say like, what, the after party, you're going to be unless?
You know, after party is never unless, though.
It's never.
How do you know?
Because it's, well, from my point of view, that's what I always look forward to. Like, if the initial motive is dead, then you know, okay, the after party is going to go off. If the motive is live, then the after party is going to go off as well, anyway.
Remember, everyone gets an invite to the after party. Usually,
that's true.
The people that get
exclusive
is exclusive
vibes.
And is lit people in general.
They're whispering something, hey, after party. Yeah, someone be like, what? Hey, they talk to you.
Just slip them.
You'd be surprised how it goes round, though. You know,
after party. No, do you know the peakest thing here? When you're getting to an after party, someone didn't get invited, didn't it?
Oh.
And then you're trying to skirt off, and they'll be like, hey, yo, Dills, where you going? Hey, like, I was just going to. This guy, you know, there's no space in the whip or whatever, yeah.
Just go accept defeat.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm just skating.
Them ones, as you're talking, you just gotta keep walking off.
Exactly.
You just gotta keep walking off.
Laugh. No, you know, they're like, hey, no. You know, the persistent guys, you know, sometimes persist. Like, hey, where you going? Hey, it don't sneak me. Where you going?
The tight headlocks. Isn't it?
You know about them headlocks.
The tight headlocks.
You know them Bebo ones. Aye, man. And they got you like,
aye, man marking. Hair.
Yeah,
man marking.
Fam, just like, hey, where you going, man? Where you? And you have to tell them like, hey, you didn't get that. It's limited. I don't know.
Them ones, you just say the person's take. They tell like, should come with them, innit? You just. I'll chat to you tomorrow, innit?
That's deep, you know. You know, you have to tell them that.
It's not your fault, though. If you had the wristbands, you would have given them one.
Yeah.
Am I capping?
Hey, that wristband.
It's right.
Hey, that wristband thing as well. I was going to say that as well. Yeah, that is mad because at the venue, innit? You saw me with the
girl. Yeah, man. I didn't make it, innit?
Oh, shit.
I didn't make it.
Did you have the AAA?
Had to get permission to come in still.
Because when he was giving it out, yeah, obviously, my pattern, blah, blah, blah. Manu was trying to beg Donny for it, and he was like, oh, you ain't getting one. He's like, please, man, give me one of the wristbands, man. he's like, hey, man, I only got two. And Manu was like, you know, you have to sit in the corner. Like, I say, no, you dickhead. But it's deep with that wristband thing.
Just sitting there like, come on, man.
Like, give me one, man.
Yeah, VIP.
Give me one. But yeah, man. I went to the after party, yeah, and it was in the west side of that London, yeah. So I was thinking, like, what the fuck? Do you know, as we're driving there, I was thinking, like, fam, we're coming from Camden, yeah?
Yeah.
And we're going to West, I'm thinking, fam. And if you saw the people in the mall, I was like, who flipping lives in West London? Like, how you like having a house party or after party in West London?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like just shut off central, like,
yeah,
like the cops will just be all over there, like telling you, man, to shut it down and shit like that. Or
in
even
West
like,
End, like Mabel,
the you know, West London roads with all them old Victorian houses, fam.
Yeah.
Thinking
them buildings.
Yeah. You're thinking like, oh, like this is our, like the one old lady's gonna come out the door and say, hey, you lot, hey, shut it down, fam.
There's some thugs next door to me.
You see that old lady that when they're shooting the music video.
Oh,
she's devastated.
She's in shock.
She's devastated.
She can't believe what's happened to this country.
She walks out like,
what's happened?
The last time she saw black people walking was like in slavery. Like, she's like, what the fuck happened? Like, why are they walking around free? Like, that's how she was looking. Like,
yo.
She came out like, niggas.
Yeah. She was like, devastated, bro. Like, what?
Los Angeles niggas.
The niggas.
Fighting now, man.
He was there in the session like,
what's up to this country?
Oh, shit.
It's like they froze her.
That was such a racist response.
No, but imagine, yeah, because it was like the lighting and stuff like that. Imagine you just walk up and say, I'm just going to take the bins out.
See a nigga freestyle.
And you come out and you see a nigga with the red lights and stuff like that. What you be like? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's
true.
Hey, you're an old white bitch.
But don't justify her. She's a bitch, man. Fuck her.
Oh, no, she's a fucking bitch, man. Because them lot, they're the ones, yeah, that if you're walking past them, they do this. Yeah.
That happened to me today. That happened to me today. You know? She was young as well.
What did she do?
Like, I was standing behind her in Tesco, innit?
Yeah.
And she just got startled and she grabbed her pocket. I was thinking, eh? Some young woman as well, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fucking like, beach.
I should have elbowed her anyway.
shit like that, yeah, just pissed me off, her. So you know all that stuff, like when you're behind one of them at night, you just walk.
Yeah.
Like before.
Yeah, you
like,
speed up.
Yeah, you have to speed up.
Yeah.
But that's when they get shook though.
If a nigga ain't gonna rob you, man. I'm gonna rob you.
Especially at night, they can see your shadow like coming forward, innit?
Like, your own people will probably rob you before I rob you.
It's true, man.
But they'll be walking slow as well though.
Yeah, it's true. Thinking, yeah.
Should I pass them or
overtake?
I always overtake.
The longer you're behind them, the more they panic. In my opinion,
yeah. And I hate even walking. That's another thing. You know, people strolling in front. When I walk with purpose, you know, I can't laugh.
Yeah, you got somewhere to go,
man. Yeah. Trying to get somewhere. So when you're there, trying to stroll, hey, I feel like in London, yeah. Why do people walk like it's Ibiza sometimes? You're moving mad, you know. This is London. You can't. You can't be moving and walking your hips, like swinging your hips as you're walking.
It's tourists.
Where do you think this is?
Tourists like walk like they ain't got anywhere to be. Like, it's,
bro,
it's,
like, it pisses. Yeah. In London, yeah, in cities like London, New York, like whatever, like just them top cities, yeah, you can't walk slow, man. You can't be walk. You gotta walk like you got somewhere to be, man. If you come here and you're on holiday, switch it to walking fast, man. But yeah, man. Yeah, I thought, when I was in West, when I heard the West, I was like, this is gonna get shut down in seconds. Get there now, getting to the building, paintings on the wall. Like, I'm thinking, like,
nice.
Yeah, this is West Side of that London. West Side of that London, clean. Fam. Get in, looking clean. Like, the lights are white. You know, like these yellow lights that you see, right? You know, it's white. White, clean, like you're just there, like you're like, I'm thinking, like, yeah, this is nice. Ooh, like, right, this is nice. Getting the kitchen.
Clean up.
So, like, the kitchen, you see the job, man. That's when the job is.
So, you came back to reality.
You see that house party. Just first of all, I get in, and in the party was full of no bros type guys.
No guy, I've told you, Skepta is the greatest MC that has ever touched the mic, okay? Yeah,
Lord of the mic.
That was the type of party. It was them no bros. Come on, bro, guys.
Do you listen to Getz? Like,
the
man there.
So we get there now, and then two guys are having a no bro argument, innit? Because I think someone tried to fight someone before I got there. And they're like, no bro, I'm going to chat to him, like, because you can't be talking to you like that. No.
Well, they're doing this in front of the...
They're doing this in front of...
The females.
The girls there. The girls out there with their alternative swags. You know, just getting where I was, innit?
The parachute trousers.
I must have the parachute trousers. So I get there. I mean, we get inside. I'm just like, ah, cool. The no bros are fighting. The place is fucking nice. I'm thinking, like, yo, whoever's paying or come here, whatever, this is a fucking nice place. But you know when you go to the no bros parties, I know you've been to the no bros party at uni.
I stayed there.
Fucking hell, fam.
Brother, you will not see me there, man.
Have you ever been to one of them parties?
Not a no bro thing, no.
You never been?
You never been?
No.
Have you ever been to one of
them? What am I gonna be doing there?
You catch bare joke, though.
You catch joke?
Hella joke.
You catch hella joke.
Nah.
And do you know what they do, yeah? Cause you're not this black guy's there, but they're not like us. They're not like me.
Alternative.
So them man try extra hard with me, fam.
They're over familiar.
Hey, the way them niggas were arcing, I was like, yo, chill, man.
Arcing.
Yeah. I had to tell them chill. When they were like, bro, you're just the coolest guy, innit? Yeah. I was like, yo, fam.
What he's telling you that?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of party is this?
Facts. I can't like, I don't want them guys, I need my ego boost. So I was just like, yo, chill. Like, he was like, bro, do you want a drink? Do you want a drink, bro? I'll get you a drink right now. I was like, nah, I'm not even thirsty. Like, it was all right. Found this guy. I was like, nah, I'll get you a drink, man.
They overdo it.
Yeah, I was like, fam, the way they're talking, the way they're acting, you're just
you
like,
got to think exit strategy now, man.
Yeah. 100%. But I'm just looking at it like, what Lim says, you're not being yourself, man. You're not being, this ain't you. And you don't have to
be
this
yourself,
for,
man.
Do I'm cool, fam.
He's overperforming too because he can't be himself in front of them as well. He overdoes it on their side. Then people have identity crisis, you know.
Yeah. Mad identity crisis. They don't know what's going on coming. Like they're gone, fam. So I was just looking at Donnie like, relax, like chill. So I just wanted to cool off in the corner because I was just like, hey, nah, this is too much. And then when I get in the that's what like near the hallway, fam. 3-bedroom apartment, big beds. Mm-hmm. Fam, clean everywhere. Like,
down.
I was just looking at this place, like, damn, like,
this is how you want to live,
isn't it? Yeah.
That's how I want to live.
I was like, whoever's doing this, they're doing it right, fam. They're doing it right. Get into the kitchen now, I'm chilling. You know, when you get into the kitchen, you know what you're going to see in them no bro parties.
Jaffa cakes.
Sorry.
By the way, Jaffa cakes are disgusting.
Shut
I hate
your
them.
Mouth, let's man. Not do this, don't man. Do that, man. Let's carry on. Back to
what?
The story.
I don't want to do this.
Back to the story.
Okay, cool.
We'll have an episode of these treats.
Another time.
We'll do this. But yeah, get into the apartment now. Then I'm seeing like man and doing the what?
What?
The white?
The what?
The white? All over the gaff, yeah.
He's got the blow. Hey man, you got the blow.
I'm seeing man doing it all over the gaff. I'm like, ah, shit, man.
Shit.
I'm like, shit, man. You know, there was it. They just took a video, bam, and just sent it with the post to my dad. I'm finished.
Yeah.
This is the ones when they were like, so you're there with the people. They don't, you know the mobs, they
told you for being there.
You know the mobs, they told you stay away from, yeah? But in the mob, everyone there is moist. So it's not one of them. They just love the yay. Yeah?
I've never seen that before, you know?
Bro, Mark, I know you've been to the...
I've never seen that.
I went to uni in Bristol, bro. He's coming.
Yeah.
They literally get offered like... Wherever.
I've seen the evidence left in like fucking toilets and that, but that's about it.
It's a bit shocking. First time you come across people that actually bang it, it's a bit shocking, isn't it? Because you're like... We know I wasn't raised like that too.
What's going on?
Yeah, but they're
what's going on?
They're just there drinking it like chips, fam. I don't even understand. It's just mad.
White dusting.
Getting there, see man, and they're like, this guy was like, egg. He don't doing something here in the living room, but apparently they're doing the hardest stuff in the bedroom. And the guy would just go up and say, hey man, I'm going to do some drugs.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Cause in the other room, them all were popping that Hannah Montana.
Damn.
I should have clocked him from the look. They were banging that Anna Montana.
Damn.
You see, yeah?
Yeah, and I was just there thinking, yeah. I was like, this is our mess. Because, hey, first of all, yeah, drugs ain't cool. Mm. I don't give a fuck what you say, yeah. Mm. Like, it don't make you cool. It don't fucking. You can, what if you do it, it's what it is, man. It's what it is. Because, like, obviously, like, what do you not think about drugs? What do you not think about it?
It's a tough one. Each to their own for me. Everyone does something that's not good for them,
innit?
So that's why I don't judge people.
Damn, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
But you know what it is? It's the hard, you know when people are doing them hard drugs? Gotta stay away from them, man.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna come to you after watch. The drug I have a problem with most is balloons, you know. Like what the if you're gonna do a drug. Like, you know, what are you doing?
Bro.
Yeah, breathing in and out.
What the fuck?
Hey, Malaysia. We've all done it. First of all, yeah.
I've done it once.
I've done it and I thought, this is not for me, man.
I was literally like,
this ain't for me. Fam, I got a pain here in my head. And I was like,
it cuts
like,
ding.
One pain.
Yeah.
I know you do.
I was like, this ain't it.
Nah.
But there's man them, yeah. I can't, like, this TikTok generation of youths, yeah. And someone needs to help them, you know. You know, they're going to be doing recovery, like Amy Winehouse rehab shit for balloons for them, you know. They're going mad.
You be walking and you just hear him cling, cling, cling on the cling, road. Cling, cling. Bare canisters, but get out of here, man.
You just walk somewhere, there's bears on the floor.
Yeah, go and do some proper
bear shells.
When you're driving, it's all on the floor. People are just dashing out of
there. Fam, it's mad.
Why are they driving, fam?
Do you know, even my dad told me once, yeah, he was like, what's these silver things on the road?
You don't want to know, sir.
I just looked at him like, hey, uncle, go chill, man.
Yeah, you don't
want
to know.
Go chill, man. Don't want to know. We ain't in Angola anymore.
You don't want to know.
You should have known this, brother, man. You've been here for time.
Yeah, you know the older generation have no clue. They're all bad.
What they know is Ri. If you smoke Ri, you're a madman. That's what they know.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Ndiamba. Hey, but you know every country got a word for weed,
Tampi. You know Ndoki.
Yeah, that's evil. That's not it. That when you're smoking that Ndiamba, that's what you're done at here. In Angola,
What's it called?
Ndiamba.
Ndiamba.
It's like, hey, a cool one guy, yeah. They're like, yeah, I know he's smoking Ndiamba. Or like, yeah. You better not be on that Ndiamba.
Ghanaians just butchered the word weed. Ree, fam.
Yeah, why do they call it like that?
W-R-E-E, Ree.
Fam, they say they're Ree. There's probably backwards freeze in there. And when you spell it, fam.
Don't be racist. This is the second week he's being racist. Don't be racist, pussy.
Hey, I love Ghanaians. Hey, I love Ghanaians. Let's not do this. But what the fuck is this freeze, man?
Get out of here, man.
It's
Ree, fam.
No, don't spell it with... Hey, Marcus, educate him, man.
Ree.
Hey, what? This guy's a kid.
Just re, okay.
Excuse me, young man.
I thought he's gonna let me off, you know.
well, how do you say in your language, Jimbo?
Just call it weed, didn't
this
it?
This is the coon spotlight right now. You,
you just call it weed, didn't it?
Jan.
No, they don't.
The Mary, Mary. Yeah, no,
I was going to call it Mary Jane.
Joanna.
Back in London, they call it weed, man.
Yo,
wait,
you are such a coon. I might not know. There's a word there. If we get someone else from his bits here that proper know here, they'll be like, yeah, it's this. They'll be like, don't check
man's
the Swiss
from Malawi.
Yeah. Any Malawi, yeah. Hey, hold at us, cause we got the shittest repetitive. We got the deadest person, yeah, that's representing you lot, yeah. So shout us in it, and then come on the show, and we'll see what you're saying. Yeah,
I'm gonna Google it.
You're gonna Google it, but yeah, now what's the code? Fam, you seeing these youths? Yeah, we're flipping. I must say youths. That sounded bare old, fam.
Youths.
You're seeing these youngers? Yeah, we're like fucking looking like Need for Speed can.
Oh,
natural can.
I see the new things now.
Bro, there was one guy, he put a snap here. He was like, you know that snap when the guy goes, oh, this is my baby, this is blah, blah, blah. Have you ever seen that snap?
Nah.
He was just showing all the canisters he has here. I was thinking, fam. He looked like he was in a uni.
Oh, he's got a collection.
Collection, bro.
These men are down bad, man.
You know how
they don't even know.
Yeah, you know how men have crepe collection?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got gas cans collection,
like nitrous.
Yeah, fam, that's what I'm saying. Looking like Need for Speed. Like, I was thinking, like, you know
they open up there and you see them cans.
Yeah,
them things.
Bro, that's how it's looking. It that's looking. That, yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, fam, you lot are blowing this up in a balloon and inhaling it. Yeah, there's reports of man them dying from it.
Yeah.
People stop, like, some people lose their ability to walk, innit?
Educate them.
Right, balloons stop, like, oxygen to your brain, yeah, for a split second, innit? That's why you shut down for a sec that you catch yourself.
Yeah.
But you know it takes a few seconds for you to be a veg if you lose
oxygen.
That's what scares me about these drugs, yeah. It's not even a dying. I'd rather die than be a veg. I'd rather die. No disrespect to the people that happened to, yeah.
It's a bit tricky.
Yeah, but me personally, deals from Zero Manners, I'd rather go.
No, imagine, I hear that.
Imagine just sitting there and just seeing through life.
Yeah.
I'm not on that. I can't lie.
I'm not on that.
You wouldn't want to be around.
So that's what, when I heard that turns people into vegetables, yeah, I was like, nah, I do not want any parts of it. Because I've done it once, and I was like, this is so shit. It's a 1 minute. Hi, at least weed, yeah, will hold you for like...
knock you out for
that,
the day.
That reefer... At least that reef will hold you for a couple hours, yeah.
That last tripping dam.
Or even like a day, 2 days if you get the right
man. Were passed out in dam, they ate a little bit of cake, you know. Certain man were done for the whole day. Comatose, you know. I won't point any fingers, but they know themselves.
Hey, Roland, man, I'm just talking about you now.
They're typing on their phones. They're not typing nothing on their phones.
Roland, man, I'm calling Roland because man, I'm just talking about you, you know. You stay there like a girl there, peer pressure you to take cakes in the car.
Hey,
man. You wait, the episode is there, fam. Like, he didn't get peer pressure to take cookies, fam.
What's the language in Malawi called?
Chichewa.
Ooh. We have to check that out, that he knew at least. He knew the language. This is mad. I have to give him that.
Apparently, weed is Kapinga.
Kapinga.
You didn't know it, no?
Matt's adding it to his book.
Kapinga. He tried to say it, yeah.
That's what he said, man. I forgot, man.
Udzu.
Don't try it. But yeah, fam. Nah, it's a 1 minute quick thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you're back to reality. Nah. Why is that? Why is that good? And then, man, I'm adding double into it. Mac, I'm
doing what?
Rehab as well, because he's the one that... Mac was the first person I saw do the double thing. When now in the balloon, they drop a canister, they charge up again. The balloon is massive.
Okay.
And they're just taking it in. Fam is so. Have you seen that? Someone do it as well? Have you? Obviously, you've done it, but you watch dying. Someone else do it.
Yeah.
And then
start laughing.
Nah, that's not my thing, man.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh,
you know, right? He's finished right now.
You know, I never understood though when I've done it. It never made me act dumb. It was just a little laugh and then that's it.
Nah, it's a quick second.
It doesn't make it act dumb though.
I've seen people act mad though.
For how long?
But I've seen people drive whilst they're doing it, whilst driving and just acting that like they're doing bumper cars.
I saw it on Twitter yesterday.
Yesterday.
Explain the story, please. Can you give us more?
Yeah, so my man's driving he's driving by himself actually.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck it, let me just drive into this car.
Mm.
So he just hit next man's car, kept driving. Went on the other side of the road, went on the other side on the pavement, and came all the way back.
Yeah.
I need to send you man a video.
But some man today, he just wants to die, but he can't come out and say it. He's just moving mad. Bro. You're driving, taking balloons, cut, man.
And he's recording himself. I don't know how my man's doing all that at the same time.
Hey, mate, you don't really want to do your job, go get this youth.
Get him off the road, man.
This guy needs to get They need to take more. You know, Dr. Uma again, what he says.
Listen.
So many people, Marcus.
Fuck.
They need to be.
We can't psychologize all these brothers.
We can't psychologize.
Some of them gonna get taken out. Fuck God.
Hey, some of you not here. You can't do anything with you, man. Fam, are you like that? Yeah, clearly.
I see some people. They're just acting up, man.
Are you like
acting
that?
Up?
Be yourself as well. That's a big thing.
They're acting up.
Are you like that? Clearly, he needs to get taken off the rolls, man. Because what the fuck is going on, man,
dude?
Yeah. Bro, but yeah, I see the use for the canisters and stuff. That the worst one. I saw one girl get folded on a train on my way to Wireless, fam.
Swear.
She was doing it. She's the best, man.
Out.
She dropped forward. Like that.
Deck chair.
Sure.
Deck chair. Like she got knocked out by thing Wilder, fam.
Fucking hell.
In there. Fam. And then her friends are all laughing, trying to pick up. I was just looking at it. I was like, this is mad.
That's embarrassing.
Fam, but you know the thing? It sounded like, well, man is not here for a good time. Man am I here. Zero Man is here for a good time.
I drink all day, but that stuff there.
Zero Man is here for a good time.
There's limits.
But
there's limits.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there's limits.
Limits. This is the fucking idiot, that, man.
Yeah. There's limits, man.
This is moving dumb.
I can't lie. If you're black as well, don't try and do what they do, bro. You're not
this
built
one
like,
talk about. This
you're
one
not
going
built
back,
like
this one going back to the
you're not that guy.
To the house party. We'll talk about drugs today, guys, if you did clock that. This one going back to the house party, yeah. Look, I'm there now, yeah, and them not are doing the hana, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The man them they're rolling inside and then putting something in something. I was just like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. Say it there. I'm just like, bro, this generation with drug culture, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think is at an all time high?
No.
It's not in it. Can't be.
It can't
you
be
know what? People are chasing that dragon all the time. We know that isn't that high, that first high and all that shit.
I don't think people are going to go anywhere with drugs.
So you're saying it's this era at an all-time high?
Yeah, do you think this era of drugs here, do you think it's like, it's so, because it's so normie, do you think it's like, this is the one like where a man and my doing, popping, snorting, injecting, and doing all that fucking shit.
It's the same game, different players, bro.
I think what it is, it's just that younger people are doing it now. It's more accessible to them.
Do you think so?
Before.
I don't think so. It's just it's just more documented, bro. Drugs have been crazy from the dawn of time. You know what I mean? Like, you know Richard Pryor, innit?
Yeah, Richard Pryor. Yeah.
Who the hell's that?
You're a coon.
You don't know Richard Pryor?
I've got a headache.
You know Richard Pryor, innit?
Either.
I might know who that is, but you know, like,
I'll show you a picture. But his missus, yeah. Like, do you know Pam Grier?
Yeah. Oh,
she's a baddie.
Hey, Pam Grier. Yeah.
The 70s.
Hey,
you know, two coons. Yeah, I'll show you. She's Peng though. I'll show you.
Peng, okay. Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't lie. It would have been all it's the Rihanna before Rihanna.
Yeah, honestly, she was good food. Anyway.
Hey,
that's a big statement, man.
She went to her gynecologist. Like, Richard Pryor was like, took coke daily. Yeah. Went to her gynecologist, and her gynecologist told her that she should stop taking coke when she never took coke. That's how much he had in his system.
Oh!
That when he beat her, I swear to God, that I'll put the link in the box. That she got traces of coke in her body from him.
Oh, shit.
This guy was just made of coke, basically. Like so,
he
done it. This is 70s as well. 70s, 80s.
Hey, he was banging that snow. You know, as soon as he wakes up, they started, fam.
He didn't even make a line. He just put his head on the plate. Yeah. Just, you know what I mean?
He had like the trail, just like a mountain of snow.
Yeah.
Because he had peas. He just had the snow like there.
Fam.
And he just blows a little bit. And just keeps going. He used to walk around the house here with like crowded notes.
He just put it in his pocket and just dip his hand in.
Yeah.
Wipe his face with it. Like, yeah, but
that's how much he was banging
there. You can't tell me that.
What era was this in? And what
he was at his peak in the 70s and 80s.
70s. Yeah, because I hear like 80s is the year of the crack babies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So 10 years before
that. That's when they flooded it.
Yeah.
That's when they flooded it. Obviously, man like Franklin Saint.
Yeah.
Franklin, shouts out to him.
That's when they flooded it. But yeah, now, because.
Big Frank.
Like, we've all been to like. Except for these dickheads, yeah. But me and you, Mark, been to them parties. You go in,
shut it.
And then you, today, he hasn't been shit. Man. Been into them parties, yeah. You go in and you just see man them banging.
You know it's not you. It's not for you, innit?
I just always used to look at it like. First of all, the injecting one. Come on, man.
Oh, budge.
I was no, e. yeah, I inject, yeah, budge.
E.
Put budge on the Rizzler's jaw.
Jesus.
I was just to look at that, yeah, like. Like you're just Satan himself going out. I used to feel like
you're trying to die.
Yeah, you're trying to die, bro.
Because you know with that one, yeah, that's you're looking at your own flesh, yeah. And you're like,
nah, man. I hate needles in general, so Doing it, I don't know how people do that, man.
You two are dumb as well.
Because how
fam, it's the ones that put it like, you know.
Oh, no, don't even say. Oh, I thought you were going to say it.
No, the ones that have like.
Do you know that like, the one Amy Winehouse was banging?
When they put it between their toes.
Oh, that killed me.
What? Yeah, what? Between their toes?
Yeah. Sometimes they rinsed like their veins.
The arm is done.
So between your toes.
That's the next place they have to bang it.
Yeah.
Bro, that one, it makes no sense to me, yeah, because obviously. The whole thing about getting high is to feel good. But for that high in the shit to get unlocked, you have to go through pain first. I just look at that. But
you know that, you know the high is coming after though.
Nah, bro.
You know the high is coming after, so you will do it again.
Oh, nah, nah. Because the way to put needles inside you, yeah.
Gonna get high, baby.
to put needles inside
I
you,
need
yeah.
That, it's just that. It means yeah. Getting high.
Really and truly, when you get high the first time, when you keep doing it after, you're just trying to chase that first high you ever got in it.
Because you know when you're heating that silver spoon, you know those times, yeah.
Nah, man.
Hey, do you know, yeah.
That's for people in the dark alleys and that.
I'll get cancelled if I say this.
You're whipping mad.
That's the dark.
I get cancelled if I say there's a certain group of people that bang. You wouldn't even think they bang that silver spoon, but they bang it.
Hey.
Hey.
I must say, Ray Charles. Ray Charles, you're moving mad.
Hey, hey, hey.
They back something.
I said the backs are big.
For both genders, and their uncles bang it. If we go around Tottenham, you'll see it there. I ain't gonna say it, but you never would have think that that man bang it, but that man bang it, fam.
Fuck
but you. The silver spoon one, yeah, stuff like that. It's like, ah, cool, you're heating up the silver spoon, yeah. Then, yeah. Is that the one when you smoke it?
No, you
methamphetamine?
Oh, you melt it, then you.
There's one, you heat something up and you're smoking it. That's crack. I saw it in New Jack City.
That's crack, yeah. New Jack City is crack, yeah.
Yeah, so crack, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the one I meant, sorry. Mm. It's bare, them guys, they're banging crack. Mm. You would have think they're banging crack, but they're banging crack,
yeah.
So crack is like, all right.
Bujibantan.
Yeah, the budge is like, because whatever in it, yeah. It's mad, yeah, because the effects it does.
That's the worst, though.
That's the worst one.
Yeah.
But still, for me, the injection, fam, you're moving mad.
It's the act. That's obviously, mad. The act is bad, isn't it? And yeah, but it's like, that's the worst you can do for
you're
me.
You're moving mad, fam.
Have you, man, ever seen that video? There's that black girl, like, they show her when she's, like, quite well stuff. And then
seen that. Everyone's seen that.
She just declines.
Ever seen that?
Fuck.
She becomes a pro. Yeah. And all that stuff.
I think she's dead, you know?
She died. That's fucked.
RIP, you shagged it. But yeah,
RIP.
It's just mad. It's mad. Yeah, how you could just be putting that into you. The effects it does to you long term, and you know what? What people will say as well, it don't affect you. The people around you, that how you're making it long for everyone around you. And it's true.
If you're addicts, yeah.
Yeah, if you're addict, you're making it on this.
Yeah, but some people can't admit that they're addicts though.
But that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know when? Do you think you can be addicted to weed?
Everyone that smokes weed is addicted to it. 90%.
Do you not think, yeah, being an active smoker,
90%.
What's called Diamba smoker, yeah? if you're an active Diamba smoker, yeah, no. do you think you're a bum? You're a bum ass nigga?
No, you don't have to be a bum.
Nah.
No. But you have to admit that you're, okay, let's not say addicted, let's say dependent. Because you start getting your feelings.
Yeah.
You see, when you say addicted, people start getting their feelings.
That's
dependent on the tree. Yeah, you need that. You need it.
Do you know what it is? It's just...
I'm a ganja.
You know what? Some people can still be productive and still do it like every day, innit?
Now, I reckon you have to build your tolerance though. Because like whenever we've gone down, man, and I've turned into fucking Bob Marley for 2 days. When I tell you it's collapse, if I smoke, I'm done out for the day.
Yeah.
But people that smoke, I've clocked that they've built a tolerance and they just get on with their day. I'm like, are you crazy? Or something? How have you got on? Like, certain man, I wasn't sleeping though. Certain man were like,
I think some people do it to take the edge off, innit?
To relieve, you know, the stress, probably.
Yeah.
Why are you saying like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He said it like a proper uncle. Yeah, relieve the stress, you know.
To relieve the stress. Carrying from what you say, mate.
Open a couple pints. Yeah. Get home, burn a spliff.
Nah.
But everyone has their vice, innit? That's why if you smoke, that's nothing to me.
But that's as far as it should go. Stop at weed. Anything else you're doing, it's too mad.
It's mad in your opinion, though. But I don't believe you can tell someone what their vice should and shouldn't be, innit? Like, some people drink too much. Some people smoke too much. Some people like doing coke.
No, I think drinking is... Imagine drinking every day.
Some people eat ass.
Some people do.
Imagine drinking every day.
Every day. I don't know. Right, but
drinking every day is mad, though, because that will just collapse you quicker than anything, because you can't...
Brother.
But it affects you, start feeling sick, and
I reckon it'll give you. It takes a week. For
different
you to
side
become,
effects to different drugs, isn't it? And yeah, all, drinking and all that.
So what do you lot think? Yeah,
you lot don't dream, innit? Weed smokers, really? Get in the comments. You lot don't dream.
Damba people, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you lot don't have dreams.
Damba, yeah, say that.
Nah, I'm gonna take that global. Damba. Yeah, in some words, I need to go global. Yeah, Damba, yeah. You Damba people, yeah. You Marcus asked you a question. You lot dream?
Do you dream? Do you have a dream? I heard people that smoke weed don't have a dream.
You don't dream? Because Marcus just said you damn people don't dream. No. So come and tell us, yeah.
No, apparently they have sweet dreams, man.
But what's the difference between, yeah? What's the difference between really like, okay, I got alcohol here in terms of it, yeah. What's the difference between smoking cigs and smoking weed then?
It's just different poisons, man. It's nothing. It's no difference for me.
Nicotine.
Because people have like, made smoking cigs, yeah, like normal. it's normal. It's a norm. Yeah. A lot, like yeah.
But it's given to you by the government as well, isn't it? So you'd think that it's okay to do it, isn't it? It's not okay, but
a lot of things that's wrong in society has been determined to be wrong by a group of people. Do you know that?
Yeah.
What if smoking weed was the norm? You wouldn't think anything. Yeah, they're trying to
do that now.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
it's a million countries now, yeah, that are what's called legalized. They're legalized.
Yeah. So now it's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're moving like. I don't know how one idiot didn't see it from time ago that there's things like alcohol and cigs that will do quicker harm to your body.
Prescription
yeah?
drugs would do quicker harm to you, but because they've told you it's right and you won't get arrested for it, it's okay, innit?
Yeah.
If you saw me sitting there popping fucking paracetamol, you won't say nothing.
You won't say nothing. You're thinking like it's calm, innit? Because the condition in your mind, you think that's fine. Yeah. But if you saw him billing, yeah, you'll be like, ah, you're on that. You say him bring out a paracetamol from his pocket, you'll just be like, oh,
yeah.
If you saw this guy feeling it, yeah?
Should be a big baguette one as well. A big thing. Rocket launcher one.
Calling the Damba farmer.
Yeah, and he's holding it like this, you know. If you not can't see on camera, he's holding it like this.
He's holding it like this.
I want the AK.
A double barrel thing.
The AK one. That one's there.
You know, just be like, hey.
You'd be like, yeah, the guy got a bit of a problem.
Yeah, you'll be like, raw, like you're billing it like this, like, but it's mad, it's mad.
Because too much of anything ain't good. Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, innit?
That's
so.
The thing, man. That's the thing. Still. Hey, man,
start. But you know what? Weed is used for medicinal purposes as well.
You see these weed sympathizers, yeah. No one told you to come and defend weed, you know. No one's.
I'm just saying.
I know, but that's no one's saying. No one's saying that weed is bad. Oh, it's up to you, innit? If you feel like. It's up to you if you use it.
It's up to you, innit?
No one's saying.
Do you know what I feel like is bad, yeah? The Damba in the UK.
You reckon?
Yeah, because I'm looking at it like, yeah, I've seen some of these grow houses, yeah? Mm. Have you seen it? Yeah. It's disgusting.
I want.
They're throwing piss. Say,
they're adding shit to it.
Yeah. To make it grow.
To make it grow and shit.
There's dumb niggas, yeah? You know what I'm saying, yeah? With these weekends.
People don't try anything.
Imagine some dumb nigga in a grow house, yeah? He's just doing experiments to try to see if something's going to grow. One guy just pissed on it one day and said, oh shit, that's working. And then it went viral and so niggas started pissing on the grow. And then you lot are smoking it.
And man put all-purpose seasoning in it sometimes.
Nah, man, what do you mean take pissing on it?
You haven't heard that I'm going to piss on the grow house to make the thing grow?
Like, grow quicker.
Listen.
Nothing like that.
You know, ever, Marcus, you definitely...
To grow quicker.
Yes.
I know they add shit like probably...
Fan, them are not. Them are not. They're fucking Fanta Fruit Twist guts, yeah.
I got that
they've been drinking from the morning to night, yeah. With no water has gone in their body, yeah. In OT, yeah.
That golden piss,
yeah.
That golden thing.
You right.
Gold, bronze. You know what it's so dark? It's bronze now.
That's when you're just unhealthy, innit? When your piss is gold.
It's burning them when they're doing it.
Yeah.
The man will be buying beer and someone's.
But they just lined it up, yeah? And then they're cutting it down. And you lot, what's it called? I feel like UK one is the. We're America probably as well. They call it Reggie.
Probably bad as well.
They call it Reggie, yeah?
Why they always dissing that? Because in every tune I heard, it's just this Reggie.
Because that's the Arnest one. That's the Miller. That's that hood one. Like, that's straight.
Yeah, that one was for Boss.
Boss is he's in his own OT.
That one was for Boats on the Reggie Miller. I give that.
But yeah, with those two, I think it's just unless because countries that absent, they've had years to like they proper.
It's normal
there. It's
clean. It's clean.
Do you think it's clean?
One.
Do you think they'll ever normalise weed in the UK?
It's too profitable.
Fam, the thing about UK, yeah.
Didn't they have a meeting not long ago or something like
that? Yeah. China. The thing about the UK, yeah, to get laws passed over here is just a myth.
There's that, and there's it's too profitable when it's illegal.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money people make from it? Mm. You know when they seize the money.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't prove how you got the money. The government keep it and do what they want with it.
Because by now the effects have showed you that they can really legalize this shit, fam. Mm. They can make it the norm because it's not really. There's other things that you lot made legal that are worse.
Alcohol. If you walked into a shop every day and bought a fucking liter bottle of Voddy, the shopkeeper won't say a word to you. They'll just think this guy's a weirdo and he drinks every day, but
nothing.
They can't report.
You know what? Isn't there some things that legal has, like synthetic weed that you can buy? Yeah.
What, CBD? What's
CBD?
That? Yeah, all that shit.
Because I've seen something. I remember watching it time ago on something like Vice and that, bro. People get fucked up off it. Mm. Like basically like spice and shit like that. Yeah.
I must say spice.
Oh, you've been spiced, didn't it? Can you tell your story real quick?
Well, basically, I was smoking on a vape. Allegedly, it had spice in it. So I smoked it about like, I took like 10 talks of it.
10? 10 what? She what?
Fam, I got fucked up, man. That's what I'm
saying. I was drinking super glue. You're smoking super glue. You're talking about.
Explain it, man.
I got fucked up. Like, I was just. I just couldn't move. I don't know how to explain it, man. Like, but so my friends were there. They were playing FIFA. And when I was watching it, I can't lie, I was seeing cartoons. Like, you know when things just not looking real? Everything's not looking real.
Yeah.
And that's it. Then a thousand thoughts are just literally going like, through your head at the same time. And I was like, oh my God.
This guy was
done it. He's done it. He was in a dunya.
So then my friend done it as well, wasn't it? So I was like, yo, like, I tapped him, like, are you okay? He's like, bro, I'm not good. Are you? I'm like, nah.
He was like, hey, I'm finished.
Both of us are like that. Yeah. We were gone. I was like, no, I'm fucking up. I was just fucking up. But I just had to calm down. That was it. I just had to chill for a bit and calm down. It lasted like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
But that 30 minutes was peak.
Nah, I feel like hell, that's too long.
So wait,
when I told you it was peak,
so you're proper, the devil's cooking you.
Bro, I'm walking up and down, I'm trying to go to the kitchen. I've gone to the kitchen, I'm scared of the kitchen because it's just, it's just looking mad.
You create stuff in your mind as well.
Like when you start thinking things, you believe it. Anything you think of, you believe it.
Yeah.
So it's just.
In life too, so you know, visualize good for yourself.
I don't think it was spice though, man. I don't think it was spice.
You know, fam, you had that experience, what was it then?
I don't know what it was.
Smoking crack.
I don't know
smoking crack. You smoke crack, nigga. smoke crack.
We had to get Lynn to rehab. Hey, give us the GoFundMe's underneath here.
We send him to medical school in Ghana.
So wait, what was the one?
I just made one mistake. That was it, man.
So 30 minutes, then you're good. You said you were good.
Was you fine?
Man, you know what? Maybe it wasn't probably like an hour. I can't lie. It was long.
You don't know. He would have
known. It was long.
This crack thing would have
known. Recovering fee.
Shut the fact.
This jumper fee would have known. Fam, so what was the one that had you splashing water in your face? Which one was that?
That was when I ate the cookies.
So was that, which one was worse? The when you were smoking crack? Or
edibles
are
the devil.
The cookies.
The cookie was worse?
Edibles are the devil.
That lasted half a day.
Fam, edibles.
Two days. Shout out to.
2 days.
2 days? 2 days for you?
The last time I had edibles, the person that made it, big up yourself. And
big
you know
up yourself, man.
You love you.
Marcus was there. So look, let me explain it. So me and Marcus.
2 days.
Listen, it was worse when I woke up.
Marcus. We're back to Hardy Boys this year. I'll start first. So me and Marcus were at this party, and then like we're drinking already, playing games and stuff like that, and then we're chilling through the night, we're really drinking and stuff like that, we're having a good time. This girl comes through with two tray get.
She's professional.
Trey Wade. She comes through with two trays, I'm thinking like, say nothing. They're like, Edward, you smell it. You smell it through the foil.
Smell what the rock was.
You smell the diamba through the foil.
Oh, it was that point.
Smell the foil. I'm thinking like, do you know the thing about with edible? I don't know when I'm gonna learn, you know.
Fam.
I always think man's gonna be good.
Because you don't see the actual V. It's inside.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
No.
And I don't know why, I always think it should hit me instantly.
Nope.
You have to wait. You have to digest it as you're digesting it.
It goes into your blood though.
What the hell was this? Is a note. I'm saying this on camera, so I know, note to self. Stop it, you fucking idiot.
You least expect it, bro.
Stop. Because again, at this party, we're there now, I take the girls, she's already here. She's like, she's like, just take a little bit in it. She knows the diamba she put in it, innit? So she's already like, just take, I'm about to take a full one, innit?
Yeah,
and she's
like,
are you sure? Are you sure about that deal? I'm like, cut for us, 5 years old.
That's how I was moving last time.
Give me the,
Jimmy.
give it a full shebang, man. When you talk about it, like, you know, look at 2 AM, fam. Man can handle this.
Yeah.
She's looking at me like, you stay there, you waste, man.
You know to stay there.
Man takes, I take, she convinces me, sorry. So I take half, innit? I take my half. I'm chinning in the back. And then I'm like, I see this stonehead here. You don't know this stonehead. Yeah. It was nothing good if this guy was involved in the story.
Sorry, sitting in the corner.
I saw this stonehead, yeah. Do you know the thing is, yeah? It was me and you rolling, yeah? My trip was bad. Rolling's trip was bad. And you're bad. When I was going through it, yeah, I was just thinking, I know this guy's one.
Did he bang it harder than you?
I'm going to explain it. I just knew, yeah, because of how this guy was moving, I knew that he's one. It's a mad thing. It's just mad. Whatever I'm going through, yeah, he's going through. It's just times 20.
It hit you hard.
I was somewhere in my room. In my room, Monday is going mad in my head, yeah. But what kept me saying, I was like, Marcus is moving. I know he's climbing on the wall. He's climbing on the wall, fam.
Man, moving like Spider-Man.
I didn't feel like I was in my body. Like, I was done.
Out of body experiences. So I have half. You know,
I have half, and I see this stonehead grab a whole one and slap it in his mouth. He grabbed a whole brownie and slapped his mouth. Let's not stay there. So he grabs a whole brownie, innit? And then I'm there, obviously, on my deal shit, chatting shit. I'm like, fam, this ain't, I ain't feeling shit, man. This is dead. I was like, give me another half. Let me get another half here. Get on with a peanut head, yeah. She's like, oh, Dills, are you sure? Like, are you sure you want to do this? She's like, chill. I'm like, the cut, man, as well. You're fucking up my vibe, man. Shit. Get out of here, man. Let me get another one. I was like, man, wants to feel this, man. Had a long week. Come on, man.
How much time do you take in between eating, like, which one?
I took the half, yeah. And then it was like, let's say 15. And I was moving mad because already
it was.
Do you know what's the worst thing? Yeah, is when you have alcohol in your body already because you're already not active.
Oh, you're juiced as well. Yeah,
we've been drinking all night.
Yeah. Oh, playing drinking games and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh,
so you're already not thinking straight. Everything is just moving mad. You're just like, fam. So I'm taking. I took my half here. I'm really chatting shit. I'm like 15 or 20 minutes after. I'm not feeling shit. I was like, this is dead. Like, when's this gonna hit?
Yeah.
And I remember this girl just keep looking at me like, you stay there. The girl that made it, I remember just keep looking at me like, you stay there, like this is gonna bang in your face. And I was at the time looking at her like, car, you don't know shit, man. This ain't gonna do shit.
You don't know about this game.
Man had a whole big cake.
Put G up in this game.
Yeah, I had a whole cake and damn, fam. Yeah, I was like, fam, this is them little, what's them little shits gonna do? As I'm doing that, yeah, this guy's in the corner moving to one thing, yeah, after he banged his
Are you whole, dumb?
After he banged his Aye. Whole, he banged his whole cake, yeah, he's in the corner there. Trying to romance, innit?
I was trying to keep my shit together.
You was moving like the tough guy.
I'm not saying nothing. He has a tough guy. So I'm trying shit. Roland, I see Roland bang another half as well. Yeah, he's like, yeah, give me some more. And I say, fuck it. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm like. I can't. I was bare like this for the half. I was like, shit. So I was like, fuck it, bang it. As I bang my half, yeah, what does this stonehead do again? I bang another half. So that's a full one for me, right?
Yeah.
This guy's already had a full one, right? He bangs another full brownie.
You were just trying to go harder than him.
Is it because you didn't feel it at the time?
No. It wasn't that. Yeah, because he was doing his own thing. It's just every time it was passed around, he's like, yeah, fucking, let me bang another one.
Yeah.
So he was even seeing what we were doing. He bangs another one. I'm just there, like, saying nothing.
So you're just keeping up.
No, I was done. After I banged that other half, yeah, I was done. I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna chill now. Off of past experiences, yeah. I was like, I'm going to chill. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me with edibles. It just doesn't ever go right. It's dead as well. That's a dead one. I can't lie. It's
Bro.
Just not, it's not lit.
Hearing this is bringing me back to it, man. It's peak, man.
Imagine now, yeah. This is what got our nest. You're thinking, yeah, this is calm if I go through this, if I'm at the motive, at least. The man decides his home time. Bang my half.
That was deep, yeah.
You're mad. I ain't going nowhere till I'm back.
I'm going
nowhere till I'm back to my usual self.
Exactly. Nah.
I don't care if your parents are even coming home. I don't give a fuck.
On my way, going home.
That must have
Zoom.
Been mad.
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom.
Zoom. That was the worst.
Are you for the whole thing?
That's how my head felt. It just zoom, it just hits you. I'm just like, whoa, them things leave you distorted, man. I'm done out here. And then it's bedtime though. So I'm about to go to sleep. You know, sleeping with this, yeah?
The ceiling's just moving.
Listen, did you fall asleep though?
No.
Bro.
I can't.
Oh, let me tell you.
You know how I felt? You know how I felt? Yeah. It felt like, this is how I felt with me in the bed, yeah. It felt like my head was set on fire. It was just burning.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just.
It was like a slow burn.
As I'm in my bed, it just felt like my top of my head was just on fire and I'm just chilling. It doesn't hurt though, but my head's on fire and I'm just chilling. And then when I moved, ooh,
that turbulence, or something. Like you got turbulence.
God spared you because I woke up worse the next day.
Yeah, I know.
I was in worse shape the next day.
How?
I just woke up and it felt like my spirit woke up and my body was still in the bed. I was floating the whole day, floating. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why did you do that?
You must have thought you was dead.
Yeah, I tried. I'll check my bank balance and revive me a bit, you know what I mean? But the girl that made it was just nice, innit? So I was just eating the brownies like there were no more brownies. I forgot. Mm. So I ate three whole ones. But yeah. Man. I lived to tell the tale. Is there any drugs you don't want to try?
No, nothing. We'll get into that afterwards, yeah? But yeah, let me explain first. Because I was just like, you know the ones, yeah? You sit on the edge of your bed like fucking, like P. Diddy in the music video. It's just like.
Deep in life.
Deep in life.
Your boxes.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can't do this again. Yo. I need to stop doing this.
I won't do it again.
I'm just there. I'm not doing it.
I won't do it again. After that night,
that was my last one.
I'm done.
Because I was just there like, hey, this ain't cool, man.
It's not. You sit on the bed, you think, I'm a waste, man.
Because you know the ones, yeah? If you're doing it in the motive, all right, calm. But them not. Every time I've done it, it's always been at home time.
Yeah.
So I have to deal with it myself.
Because I remember when I was booking my Uber, that's when it was like.
I had to help him get to the Uber.
Yeah, I was done. I didn't even know where I was going. I could have been in Mozambique. I wouldn't know. I was finished.
Bro, I was in the edge of the bed. I was just like, you know when you're trying to think tactical? You're like, drink water. This back bear water, maybe it'll stop it. I started chugging water. It's not stopping.
Bro.
I'm just there.
It does nothing. Ones, yeah? Water does nothing.
At one point, I just started smiling to myself like an idiot because I was like, I shagged it.
What saves you from edibles, though? What saves you?
You like, just have to go through it.
Nah.
You just have to go through it.
You drive through the same. I don't know.
No, you know what?
Because you have to do something to your bloodstream. You have to try.
Fill it with something else, put something else to cut through, as you're digesting it, bro.
So it's going all through your body. It has to pass through. You have to get close to taking shit. That's it, bro. You have to get that out.
You have to get it out.
So drink water and eat.
Okay. Eat some sweet corn or something.
But obviously, when you're in edibles, you're too fucked up to eat and drink.
Yeah, you're too fucked up.
No appetite sometimes.
Bro, man. You start feeling sick as well.
My bathroom, from my bedroom to my bathroom, it's never that far. But that day, it felt like I was going to flipping families with the longest journey, fam. Oh. I was just like, shit, just to get there and just get it done and get back to bed. Hey, I was like, yo, I'm finished, man.
I'm done. I've been there, man. It's peak.
I was just like, yeah.
It's peak.
It's just long, but yeah, so that whole time, yeah, I was just like, you just start thinking to yourself, like, let this end. Like, let it just end. Like,
you think you're a druggie, innit?
Yeah, that time you're convinced you're a druggie. Real talk, you're thinking, fam, I'm a joke, man.
Yeah.
I'm a joke, man. Because you know when you're a serious human, yeah? And you do joke things like this. You're thinking, yeah, I'm a joke, man.
I looked at myself the next day. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed. You have to hold your L. I put my hands up.
You know that when you...
I was a joke, man.
You know that feeling where you've
everyone
had a drink.
Been through that moment. Everyone I talk to about this has been through that. It kills you, man.
Mom, I'm sorry.
You wash your face, so you stare. What are you doing?
When it was done, bro. When it was done, you just think that, this ain't happening. I can't. Like, that last one, I was like, not again.
Yeah,
never again.
I went for it, so I know what happens. I'm not involved.
How did your one? Because your one lasted more than mine.
I reckon we was on the same levels. Because you know what happened? I was just chatting, talking normally. Then I just started laughing. But nothing, no one said a joke. I couldn't stop myself from laughing. Hey,
look at this clown.
I was busting up.
Nah, I'd not laugh, man. It's not a joke at that point.
No.
It's not funny.
At that stage, you haven't clocked that it's hitting you.
Did you clock, you know when it comes back to you, like, that's I bugged out. I was bugging out.
Imagine we're talking now and I just started busting up. Yeah. You haven't said that funny.
But you clock it after, like, oh shit.
No, it's I clocked it.
Uncontrollable, innit?
I clocked it as it was happening, but I couldn't stop.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the next, like in the Uber, I was like, look, close your eyes until the car stops.
Yeah.
When the car stops, then you're at home. I opened my eyes, I saw my front door. I said, yes, get out of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, have you seen Wolf of Wall Street when he takes the drugs?
Oh, yeah.
The Quaaludes. That's how I poured myself out the car. Like, literally, I was crawling. Then I got up. Then I walked to the door. Mm. Just laid in bed in jeans. If you sleep in jeans, that's when you know you're done.
That's the idea. I knew it. Oh,
shit.
Let's not go back to that.
This is a different experience, man.
Different.
Yeah, if you sleep in jeans, that's when you know shit went wrong.
It was not a good day.
Yeah, I thought that was the end of it. I wake up calm. I woke up worse. I just froze.
Yours was mad. Yeah, I woke up worse. That man lasted 2 days. It didn't end till the end of the... So I was thinking, this guy, I tell you, the whole time I was thinking, this guy, I was like, I need to call him. He must be gone.
But I don't understand how you man went to sleep on that.
I didn't sleep.
Till like 2 p.m. What do you mean? I slept at like 2 p.m., bro.
I got home around.
I couldn't even go to fucking work.
Yeah,
I was lucky. I don't think I was working on the Monday, so I had an extra day.
I had an extra day
to recover.
Bro, I was just like, nah, not again, man, not again.
I'm done with that. Can't do it. Oh God.
And then when I messaged the group chat, and then Ronald was like, "Hey, you man, good."
Ronald's all the clown. He was gone as well. Yeah,
gone. Ronald's gone.
Yeah, he was gone as well.
Ronald's, his bread was. Yeah, he's had
a steamer.
His bread was, I know Ronan's bread was sweating, fam.
But I just looked around the room, I was like, why is not?
You know Ronan got that bread, it gets wet when he gets, like,
when he's had something.
Yeah, I know Ronan's bread was just,
listen,
was just rooting Niagara Falls in.
I was like, I'm in a state. I've been done out a couple of times in my life, but that was probably the worst one.
But Stiles, you've never done any edibles, ever?
Yeah.
How was your experience when you went through it?
Me, it's more like, it hits me here and there, as I explained it, hit me, then I clock, you're bugging out. But then again, I like taking edibles when I'm about to go out or something, you know what I mean?
See, that one's different. I've never done it that way.
We
walked, and then we went back to the hotels to chill, to sleep. So I slept, and I was fried in my
bed. Don't try to say we went back to sleep, This guy, he had to sleep. Don't try and make it sound like we went back to sleep.
To have that energy back again.
Fam, he was unconscious, like.
Hey, you know the damn one, because that's what I went, I went harder than the one in, that just happened, The damn one, I banged the whole cake.
That was a fucking fat slice.
Me and Ro banged the half, and they were like, this ain't not. And then we banged the other half.
You're done.
Fam, I woke up, my eyes were red like the devil. I was saying, my eyes were red.
He woke up when it was time.
My eyes were like this.
Is it?
My eyes were like that.
Hey, you were getting caught.
My eyes were red.
He was fried that day, yeah.
It was finished. I was just like, please, God, let me get my eye color back. I don't want that seagull eye, fam. Yeah.
You know, if you got red eyes and that, you're going to an event. Security in it? Will they? They let you in, so.
Fam, you just have to.
I obviously act normal, but
you have to keep low eyed and
just be easy.
Some of them though.
Because even sometimes it does that. It used to do that with me with alcohol back in the day. Not anymore though. But when I first used to drink, and I'm waved off. My eyes would just get glossy and red.
And mine's
and but you see, this guy's eyes get gone. But you know, you see in other people, you know, now I don't have the. If I'm waved, you might know. You might not know. But some people just have that face. So you're like, this guy's gone.
He's gone, yeah.
This guy's gone. At the mob I was at yesterday, there's one guy that I was talking to, you could just tell, you're high, bro.
You're finished.
You're just gone. He can't hide in his face. They're just like, bro, I was like, this guy is gone. And he's like, fam, look at it. Them guys, they just have that face. They can't hide it. There's some people they can hide it, some people can't. But Marcus, what are you gonna say in there?
Is there anything that you want to try, like a mushroom or something like?
Nah.
Serious?
No.
I want to try syrup.
No, I'm good.
Fam, I heard from Boltz how lean is, isn't it? So
I want to try it.
Nah.
I heard obviously lean. I don't know how it be.
Is there anything? Would you try it though? A little cap.
No, that's the thing, man.
Say your chest, man. I said I'll try.
Come see. I don't know anything. Like,
Tablespoon.
Let's see what happens. I'll leave for a whole day. You get me? Let it sink in. Yeah. Right, nothing. All right, cool.
I don't even know the dosage or anything.
I've heard from experience again. So they won't get on to me if I tell the story in it because you don't know they heard it. So they tried. They had what's it called Mali in it for the first time that time. This was time ago. And then they said it was lit. They said it was lit. They said they can't lie. It was lit. But they'll never do it again. It was lit, but they'll never do it again. Cause apparently when you have it, and you go into like a party or something, it don't matter what. You just don't lose energy.
On 100
you're
all the time.
You're just going. They said they parted for 2 days.
That's dead.
They parted for 2 days.
Well, think about the calm down though.
No, yeah, that's the thing. That must be insane. That's what she said. She said it was live, but the come down is nest. You feel the, you go into depression straight away.
I heard you be sleeping a lot as well.
Yeah, like, no, you go into a mini.
Your mood is fucked.
You go into a mini depression where you just, you're not happy anymore. Because that happiness that you had when you're on it, is apparently is unmatched. It's unmatched. It's too live. You'll never be in that euphoria again. You won't ever be like that. So when it comes down, because it's all the way up there.
Yeah.
So when it comes down, it's really down.
Because you don't even reach that level of like content. You're just down.
You don't reach a level like, oh, that was calm, you know. You're just down.
Like, see, that's why I'm not on, like, fam. Because then I don't want to go through that moment again where I'm sitting in my bed. I'm like, I shagged it. Like,
But with that one, yeah, you have to be... if you're popping a molly, yeah, you have to be doing, like, you can't bang it and go to sleep. You can't do that with that.
Nah. You can't fucking pop it. It has to be
done
ones
that, but in the bigger than the motive, yeah? And it's one of them raves that are ending in at 8 a.m., yeah?
House or something, jungle.
And
rave.
Then afterwards, you don't got a crib that someone's going to blaze music and keep it going, yeah? Mm. It has to be one of those ones. Mm.
That's just a wild night, basically, isn't it? A wild thing.
It has to be them ones, yeah? Throughout the whole duration, yeah, you were partying or doing something. Because if you're just, yeah, you have to stay active. But they said, yeah, you're just high. You don't care about nothing. Your mouth ain't dry. You're just there. It's just going. It's just going. So I'm thinking like, fam.
What's the other thing I heard about? What's this drug? You know about Adderalls?
Yeah, no, that's the one that keeps you focused.
Oh, it keeps you focused. Okay.
Corvette.
That's fucked, you know. Marcus, that's one of the legendary shakes. It's a way history, you joke, man.
Banging them neck.
You. Hey, do you know I'm ending the episode there? Yeah. I'm ending it with that one.
I don't know why you did that. I'm done.
No. It's ending it with that one.
If you got access to syrup, dog, you send it into our PO box.
Hey, see what's the good? Hey, if you have any crazy drug stories, hit us up on the Zero Manners show at Instagram, yeah, and let us know, and with that set, we'll help you out. If you're a recovering drug addict, yeah, and you need our help, you need Zero Manners to help you, fuck it, we're here, man. We're here, tell you the story, we'll tell you how you can deal with it, yeah, and we'll see what we can do, yeah. But that was your boy Dills.
It's your boy Lim.
Got Marcus in the back in the camera, fam, chatting shit, fam. You got Styles here as well, fam. You're the great, you know, follow. He's there, fam. He's part of the team again, yeah. And we'll be back next week with more for yourself, fam. Peace, love. Ha ha ha.